fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Thursday, the 25th day of March. The prepper tip of the day is to inventory, sort, organize, and prepare all of your tools. You'll find tools you forgot you had. You'll discover tools are missing, and you'll want to be replacing those missing tools. Make sure they're all properly organized and in kits, a plumbing kit, electrical kit, carpenter kit, and so forth. We have patient waiting in the green room, my friend Steve Hunt. Steve is a gentleman who helps people figure out what to do to preserve family finances. And we're going to be talking about that here in a moment. If you want to have a private consultation with Steve, just give him a call at 800-988-8443. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, John.
Good to have you with us, as always. I just have to say, it appears we're living in a never-ending Twilight Zone episode when it comes to so many things in our culture, our economy, the world. The bizarre things going on with these COVID-19 shots, I know people who are signing up with 3 different clinics to get to the one that they can the quickest. The unlimited printing of money, apparently, which I don't see any end in sight for that. The strange things going on with geopolitical matters, the give and take between the alleged President Biden and Vladimir Putin. There seems to be no end to it, does there, sir?
It's definitely bizarre. I mean, just like you said about the vaccine shots, you have companies like AstraZeneca now coming out and saying, oops, we made a mistake. Our shot's not effective, you know, as much as we thought. It's only 75 or 78% effective. So now you have a plethora of people who've been taking that shot are going to be worried again that they have a better chance of, you know, getting this virus. And then, you know, this whole thing with Putin, I think, is really about to get out of hand. You know, when you have our president making comments like he's a killer, you know, I don't know if that's the proper thing I want to say to, you know, one of the leaders like, you know, President Putin, and try to get him on your good side. That's definitely not going to work. There's a lot of things going on. You know, this printing of money, like you say, is really getting out of hand. You know, gas prices. I mean, I keep reading every single day that the averages are just skyrocketing. I mean, I know here it's a regular gallon of gas for, you know, the cheapest gallon is over $3.10. I mean, things are starting to jump pretty quick. So, you know, and I think inflation is going to be running rampant here in the next few months. I do know that on Tuesday of this week, President Biden signed a bill that extended forbearance for certain individuals. Now, the certain individuals part, I haven't gotten to see what that really means or who that really affects. But from what I understand of it so far, it's about 70% of people that are in forbearance will be able to extend their forbearance for up to 6 months if they call every 3 months and explain why they need to be in it. So that, you know, that kind of kicks the can down the road a little bit, but it also puts people into a deeper hole when they do get to the end of forbearance. Now they're going to have more of a hole that they're in because it only pertains to people that went into forbearance prior to June of 2020. So if you went to forbearance after June, you're not eligible to extend it further for some reason. So, you know, it's we're creating a lot of problems with debt for a lot of people. And you know, I understand the reasoning to extend this for 6 months for some people, but, you know, making it so that they have an extra 6 months of payments that they have to come up with here at the end of their term doesn't make any sense to me.
It doesn't make any sense to me either, but that's what's going on. And when people have these forbearance payments are due all at once, would they be able to refinance it? Because people aren't going to have that much cash on hand, most of them.
Right. So the rule is they say that they'll work with people to refinance their loan. First, they want you to repay it. If you can't repay it, then they will try to get you refinanced. Obviously, people that are in forbearance, John, you and I both know this, that if they're in forbearance, it means they haven't been able to pay their bills lately and they're struggling. So the chances are they're not going to qualify for a refinance. So the bank is then going to tell you, you know, we need to find a way to get our money back. And they're going to just end up making people sell their homes. I mean, you're going to see one of the biggest foreclosure markets, you know, next to 2009 that we've ever seen. And I really believe we're going to see a huge crash in this housing market. This housing market is oversold. You're seeing so many homes going for over asking price here, especially here in Arizona. It's something I've never seen before. This house is going for $50,000 over asking price. I mean, people are moving here from other states, California, Minnesota, Chicago. I mean, they're coming here in herds of people, and they're getting these you know, astronomical prices for homes, and they don't even stay on the market for more than 2 days.
Well, I visited with a couple from Arizona a couple weeks ago. They have a very nice home in a very nice area of Metro Phoenix. They've come to realize, because they know what's going on in their area, that if they sold the home, it would be torn down and replaced with a much larger and much more expensive home. Now, that's pretty crazy.
It is. And you know, a lot of people are doing that. They're buying the home just for the land. Even though there are these, you know, prices that have gone sky high, they're still buying it. They tear it down, and you know, the banks are giving these crazy loans out like it's free money, and people are just going so much into debt. You know, this is the same thing that happened in 2008, 2009. People were taking refinancing on their loans. They were taking out all the equity of their loans. Or, you know, they thought this was great, that it was never going to end. The house prices were to keep on going. They were buying these, you know, unfixed rate homes loans where their rates could change dramatically, and ended up biting everyone in the rear end in the end, and they all foreclosed on their home, and it's deja vu all over again.
Absolutely, absolutely. The quote from the famous baseball player, yes. Well, these situations are moving forward. There's nothing that us barefoot peasants can do to change it. We're going along for the ride, and we can observe these things, and we can do other things that will mitigate the effects on us personally, can't we, sir?
We sure can. You know, and the number one thing I like to say to everybody is, you know, just be aware. You really need to be in the know of what's happening. You know, try to stay ahead of the curve and know what's coming down the pipe. You know, one of the biggest things that we've been talking about, John, you know, recently is, you know, this digital currency thing, that there's a big push, you know, I think that's happening for digital currency. And, know, I was doing some research and found a few things over the past week. You know, I just wanted to kind of point out to some people, you know, this is a pretty big deal. You know, there's just a few countries I just want to say a couple things about. You know, the United States has been performing a lot of research and experimentation with, you know, different digital currencies, and they're doing some trials right now. You know, I think that's coming down the pipe here soon. Russia just announced they have plans to pilot a digital currency this year. Japan is doing experiments with a digital currency this spring. The euro is researching potential digital euro, with the goal deciding on whether to move forward as soon as April on a digital currency. China is piloting a new digital yuan in major cities already. They're running and see how well it works. They hope to be completely finished by 2022. You look at Canada, they're trying to do some research on digital currency. They're already doing some test runs. Brazil has done a digital real to enter circulation in 2022. I mean, these countries have already made decisions to go ahead with this. And, you know, you look at countries like Venezuela, I mean, everybody knows their currency system is a wreck. In 2018, they launched their digital petro, is what they called it. And it was backed by oil reserves. So they even backed it by something, which is a talk that the United States has been doing for their digital currency. They want to back it by oil or physical gold and see if there's a way to make this work. But it had some very glaring, you know, design flaws, and it failed dramatically. Every country seems to be trying to find a way, John, to get away from physical dollars, you know, pieces of paper that are backed by nothing, because that's what it is. And I think it's a matter of time before either countries individually get away from this, you know, U.S. dollar world reserve, or they go to some other, you know, one world currency of a digital currency. And you know, I think what's going to happen is when you start having China, which is, in my opinion, one of the biggest buyers of Bitcoin, and they start having to buy another digital coin for currencies and to get by in their own country, I think it's going to just absolutely crush other digital currency markets, because they're not going to buy Bitcoin anymore. They're going to buy their currency that they can use in their country. And when that happens, I know a lot of people are invested in Bitcoin. I think you guys are going to lose a ton of money. I think it's going to crash. You know, it's going to come down hard.
Now, the current cryptocurrency purchasing in China, is that individuals or the government or both?
It's individuals. People that are in China, they buy Bitcoin. I've read several reports that say the majority of Bitcoin owners come from China.
Well, of course, nothing of any consequence takes place in China without the consent of the Communist Party.
Right.
And if China develops their own cryptocurrency, they could basically order people to sell any other cryptocurrency, couldn't they, if they chose to?
Absolutely. And that's one of the theories, is that they would outlaw Bitcoin being purchased in China. To make sure everybody understands how serious this is, they already have a digital system that they're using. And like I said, they've been piloting this for a few months now in China, and they're testing the theory, they're running it through stores, they're having people use it for purchases. And they're a lot further along than any other country is with this system already. So be prepared, you know, if they come out with this, it's going to push them into a really big, you know, position of power, because they'll be the first country with a digital currency that works. And I wouldn't be surprised if Biden adopts their system. I mean, just seems to be the person that kind of tags along and goes with everybody else. You know, he's not too much of a leader. So, you know, it worries me. You know, we'll see what he says. Today's supposedly going to be his first address. I'm not sure if you saw that, John, but today is supposedly going to be his speech. And I think in about 3 hours from now, he's supposed to have his first public comments. But we'll see what happens.
It's going to be a press conference format.
Correct. So he's supposed to have his first press conference today, and it's supposed to be, from what I understand, around 10 or 10:30 my time, which I believe is 12:30 your time.
Okay. Well, I'll be sure and try to catch that and see if he can actually make a string more than three or four words together and make sense of them. Got a question or comment, give us a call at 512-248-8252. What is the spot price of silver and gold today, sir?
Right now, gold is sitting at $1,742, and silver is still just over $25.27. You know, gold's been kind of hovering at this price for quite some time now. You know, this is typically what you want to see from gold and silver. You want to see it come up, create a new level, and then it rises from there. If you have, you know, any investment that just goes sky high and never, you know, makes a platform for safety, that's a you know, balloon investment. You don't want to invest in something that can come crashing down. So, you know, gold and silver is right now, you know, still, I think, the best thing you can buy. The Perth Mint in Australia just announced they're completely out of silver. They plan on completely halting all silver production for the rest of the year because there is nothing they have, and they can't make enough of a purchase of silver to even start minting coins and bars anymore. I mean, that's a pretty significant statement to find out that these mints are just completely bone dry of silver already, and we're in March. So, you know, when I say the physical demand, and I've said it before in the show, physical demand is through the roof. People are really seeing what's happening, and they're trying to get out of paper dollars and out of currencies as much as they can and into physical metals. You know, it's you're buying it at a higher premium right now, it seems like, because everything's so short. But you have to understand, I think these prices are really going to go $50, $75 for silver. You know, I think you'll double or triple your money.
Amazing. Absolutely amazing. Well, if you need a private consultation with Steve, just give him a call at 800-988-8443. So if a person wants to place an order today, sir, on March 25th for some silver dollars, when would they be able to take delivery?
I'm running still about 2 weeks on delivery. We are being able to take orders. I do have a lot of half dollars still in stock. We're doing everything we can to, you know, try and keep up with demand. Morgan dollars I have yet to see in the last couple of months. Peace dollars I get in, you know, quite frequently. But, you know, things are changing, you know, day by day. We do everything we can to keep stock in, but it is tough right now. So I will tell you that this is the tightest market I've ever seen for physical metals. I've never seen silver this short ever in my career. I mean, there are days people call in that want to place, you know, a couple thousand dollars worth of Morgan dollars or Peace dollars, and I have to tell people that we just don't have it. So, you know, that's why we stress so much, you know, to prepare early and start to make, you know, your plans. You don't want to wait till the last second because it's just not going to be there. And, you know, people are really seeing more than I've ever seen before. People see the writing on the wall. They're planning for it. They know that it's coming down the pipe. I think a lot of people are worried about Biden, you know, what direction he's going with his economy. All these proposals he's talking about for stimulus packages. I know he's about to prepare another $3 trillion stimulus package, apparently, and this one's going to be devoted just to bailing out other countries. You know, it's we're just going to be printing money, which is going to cost, you know, us taxpayers a lot of money in inflation. And it's coming. It's real.
Absolutely, it's real. And it's foolish to believe otherwise. Is there any precedence for the money creation that's taking place the last few months, sir?
No, I've never seen something like this. You've never seen trillions, you know, $4 or $5 trillion just be printing out of thin air like this. I mean, this is pretty unheard of, you know, the amount of money that, you know, I get what he's trying to say and what he's trying to do is bail out people. But, you know, where I disagree with it is, John, is if we're going to do these kind of bailouts, let's actually bail out people. Let's send the people the money. Let's not send it to corrupt businesses that are hiding money offshore accounts or to other countries and, you know, officials that are getting this money, you know, 6-7 years down the road. Why not take this money and send, you know, $10,000 to each, you know, citizen? You know, let's make a difference, you know, see how that citizen does when they have $10,000 and they go into the economy and they go buy groceries or go buy clothes for their kids. And, you know, that would stimulate the economy more than anything other than giving it to businesses that don't need it. I just think it's being, you know, really, really done inappropriately.
Well, people need help. They need help figuring out what to do, how to do it, when to do it. And there are many people who are just lost and confused, aren't they, Steve?
Well, they are, you know, and you know, you see the news, of course, the news is going to spin it one way, especially if you're watching CNN or CNBC. They're, you know, they're going to shade things, you know, in a positive light. But like I said, it's knowledge is power. You have to do research. You have to know what's going on behind the scenes and see what's really going on with your finances.
Absolutely. Here's our break. We'll be right back.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have, do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank you bonus.
$500 gets you two Commander memberships at Front Sight. $500 for two Commander memberships. Give one to whomever you would like.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening live virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen plan to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Fix bayonets.
Leave Eden and Nicole Colgren. Wherefore many men have gone.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Thursday, the 25th of March, visiting with Steve Hunt. You need a private consultation, some guidance, some coaching on what to do with family finances to preserve family wealth. Just give him a call at 800-988-8443. We've had quite a few of our listeners get help from you, haven't we, Steve?
We have. You know, a lot of people have called in, you know, and I'm so blessed to be able to do this with you, John. And, you know, I appreciate every Thursday I get to come on here and calls. You know, I get calls after the show, people just telling me that they like listening to you and I talk. And, you know, I get some people that have questions about land and you know, a plethora of different things. And I'm so happy to take every call. It doesn't even have to be about gold, John. You know, it's I try to help as many people as I can about any investment question they have. And, you know, it's I really do appreciate everything, and I'm truly blessed.
Well, you are, sir. And your health is back to pretty much where it should be, sir?
Yes, sir. Doing very well right now.
All right. We're glad to hear that, because you had the COVID earlier, and it was a struggle for you because you got the type A blood, and those are the people who get it the worst. But you're back in the saddle, putting in, what, 10-hour days on the average, would you say, or more?
Probably 10 to 12. Keep in mind, I'm a couple hours behind you, so... You know, my days start pretty early because I know I have lots of people to talk to on the East Coast, and, you know, I'm still talking to people on the West Coast at 5, 6 o'clock at night. So, you know, it's my days are running pretty long right now, trying to keep up with as much as I can. And, there's some people I can't get back to. You know, I get a lot of phone calls, a lot of voicemails, and I apologize for the people I don't get back to right away. I will get back to every person that calls me. It's taking a little bit of time right now.
All right. Well, I'm glad to hear that. Well, as we move forward, what do you expect to see happening next year, Steve?
You know, I really do think inflation is going to go crazy. I think that this digital currency is really a threat right now. You know, watching how many countries are really, you know, and we're not talking small countries. When you start talking about China, you know, Japan, Russia, United States, you know, the Euro is working on their big thing. Something is inevitably about to happen. And, you know, the writing, I think, is really on the wall. They're telling you, you know, it's not a secret. They're not hiding the fact. This is all information online. I can send people links if you want to read about it yourself. You know, they're telling you that they're looking for alternatives to the dollar, and they're looking for alternatives to the euro and to the yuan and everything else. And, you know, never before has a country said, hey, guess what? We're going to change your currency. You know, we're working on this. We're working on that. If you think they're going to give you a dollar for dollar for, you know, when they change out your currency system, you're dreaming. Everybody needs to really come to a realization that you're going to lose money. Just like if you fly to another country, if you fly to Europe and you go to exchange your money, then, you know, there's an exchange rate and there's a fee to do so. They're not going to do this for free. And, you know, right. The reason why they're changing it is because our dollar is devalued significantly. So I really do believe, you know, between inflation, between what the banks are doing, which, you know, the forbearance plans, the stock market's oversold, and this digital currency, you know, in my opinion, I think you're looking at something worse than what happened in 2008, 2009, John. I really do. I think this is, you know, all, and the reason why they're doing this is because of all these problems. They know that the dollar is not going to make it, and they have to make a change now. And this is their plan, to change over this currency that's, you know, they're bailing out every country. Every country is printing money galore. The Europe has gone to negative. People don't know this probably. A lot of countries in Europe have gone to negative interest rates on their home loans. I'm reading people that have $300,000 homes, you know, home loans are getting, you know, $45 a month that the bank's putting into their account. And, you know, the people are paying interest-free on their home loans because their banks are so bad. You know, there's so much going on, and it's, I really think it's all coming to a head, John. And I think people really need to find a way to find protection, whether you buy land or you go buy gold or silver or you buy rare cars, whatever the case is, you've got to find a way to protect whatever money you have saved up, whatever money you have in retirement accounts. You know, if I told you that it's going to disappear, you know, which is what they're saying by changing over to digital currency, you've got to make plans to protect yourself. You just have to.
Well said. Well said. Well, Steve, thank you for being with us. As always, we look forward to having you back next Thursday for a future update, sir.
Thank you, John. I look forward to it. Have a good day.
Okay. Steve Hunt. Need a private consultation? Give Steve a call, 800-988-8443. Well, Tom Berryhill's back in town. He was out of town on assignment, and he's back in town. I expect him to be calling in here after the bottom of the hour break, and we'll get caught up on what's going on with the energy cleaner. And the energy cleaner does not put out a frequency. It puts out a signal. Different technology. I understand people don't understand it, and quite frankly, I barely understand it myself. But Tom is a manufacturer, and that's what he says. It puts out a signal, not a frequency. Here's our break. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with FrontSight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, FrontSight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, FrontSight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, down there I'm not forgotten. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Then I wish I was in Dixie, hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land I'll take my stand and live and die in Dixie. Away, away, away down south in Dixie. Away, away, away down south in Dixie. Away.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Thursday, the 25th of March. Well, we have back from his sabbatical, his out-of-town assignment, we have my friend Tom Berryhill. We're going to talk for about 24 minutes about our favorite product, the Energy Cleaner, which is receiving very good reviews and 300% increase in sales for myself. Tom's experienced a 400% increase in sales these past 12 months because people are paying more attention to their health. And we begin these conversations with my friend Tom Berryhill, giving us our disclaimer. Good morning, Tom.
Morning, John. We are not doctors or medical professionals. We don't diagnose, treat, or cure any illness or disease. The information discussed today is for your education and entertainment only. If you have a medical condition requiring treatment, you should utilize the services of a medical doctor, chiropractor, or other competent practitioner.
Absolutely, you should. Well, Tom, welcome home. You were out of town on assignment, and you're back, producing the Energy Cleaners. We got quite a few back orders to be caught up, and we're taking new orders every day, of course. And something came up last hour where A caller thought the energy cleaner put out a frequency. I said, no, it doesn't put out a frequency. It puts out a signal. Could you give some clarification on that, sir?
Yes, John. It's a voltage. It's an electrostatic voltage signal. And what happens is that every cell in your body is like a battery, and it's also a pump. And the cells pump out the toxins, the waste material that's cleaned up by your body through the lymph nodes and the filtering organs, liver, kidneys. But the cells also have to pull in fresh nutrients to keep operating. So they operate as like a small pump. And then there's a potassium barrier and a sodium barrier. So those are two dissimilar metals. They are not heavy metals like iron, steel, copper, zinc, things like that. But they are calcium and potassium are in the metallic element family, and they, since they're two dissimilar metals in an electrolyte, the liquid, our bodies are mostly liquid, they form a battery. Now, what happens is sometimes these cells get sluggish, weak, toxic. We live in such a toxic environment, breathing polluted air, drinking polluted water. It may look clean, it may smell clean, but a lot of toxicity out there, and it affects our bodies down at the cellular level. Well, the energy cleaner acts as a set of jumper cables. So while these cells need voltage to operate, sometimes they get sluggish and they fail to operate, and the energy cleaner will come in and act as a set of jumper cables for those sluggish cells. It will allow them to get the energy they need, a little bit of a boost, to start functioning properly again. And once they pump out the toxic material, pull in fresh nutrients, and keep this pumping cycle going, they're self-cleaning. They clean themselves up, and then your body deals with the debris, hopefully. If it doesn't, well, there's other issues at hand. But, you know, most of the time your body will clean this up, and the energy cleaner is a part of that. Now, the cells that are operating properly, just like a brand new car with a brand new battery, it doesn't need a battery charger, but if the battery was weak, that charger would help. The properly operating cells don't need the help. They just ignore the signal, even though it's there if they need it. And that's the basis of how it operates. It puts out a voltage field that changes polarity every 3 minutes. There is also a proprietary radionic signature that happens in between the voltage or the polarity changes. The voltage level is relatively low. We've experimented with other higher voltages, but it caused problems. We experimented for about 6 years, John, to get this just right, to where we had a broad-based approach to everybody's problems. We made it so that just about anybody could use it. There are instances where the people are just energy dead. They just don't receive the signal. It doesn't help them. That's a very, very small percentage. Sometimes I think it's a fraction of a percent. I don't know what to do for those people. I wish we could help them, but it does happen. But in most cases, the energy cleaner will help just about everybody that has any kind of pain issues and toxicity, a lot of different problems. There's some things we're not allowed to talk about because that's big business in this country. In other countries, you can talk about those illnesses. We rarely touch on that. We try to let people.
Well, we don't need to. Tom, and I agree with you. The people with pain issues, arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, that's a big chunk of Americans right there, probably 25-30%. People with sleep issues, that's another 20-25%. So we're looking at least minimum half the population that could be benefited by the energy cleaner. I just got a note from my engineer how she loves her energy cleaner, by the way, just a moment ago here at Republic Broadcasting. So we don't need to talk about
this. John, do you think she uses the energy cleaner while sitting there and running the control board and all that? I'm just wondering.
I doubt that she does, because that would involve more work on her part to move it back and forth between her home and the studio. But anyway, we got tens of millions of Americans that use that need the energy cleaner, that can make good use of it. I'm getting more and more orders from people who never heard my radio show. They just know somebody who's getting relief, or their relative is getting relief, and they want an energy cleaner for themselves. And it's been very gratifying to be able to help these people the past 12 months since COVID took over our lives, and help them get their lives back, and be able to have the happy, productive, fun, pain-free life that we all want to have, Tom. And that's the bottom line, is to help people get their life back, isn't it?
It is. That's our main goal here, and I think we've been doing a pretty good job of it. These machines have been in production for 21 years now. Exactly. It was March of 2000 that we produced the first prototype, and they've changed a little bit over the years, but the operating software and the operating procedure, everything in that department is the same. Nothing's changed. There's been some cosmetic changes. But other than that, it's the same technology. We did fine-tune it some in the early days, like I said a little while ago, that we had to get it just right to where most everybody could use it. We wanted something that was broad-based, that everybody would be able to use without any fine-tuning, turning knobs, adjusting, digital readouts, beeps and squawks, all that. We don't rely on any of that. This is a very simple device. It's easy to use. You put the batteries in it. The lamp starts blinking. If the light is blinking, it's working. The lamp will change color every 3 minutes, and that's nothing more than an indication of polarity change. That's it. You don't really have to pay much attention to that. If it's blinking, it's working. But you plug that output cable in, and it goes to the pad that you're using to distribute that energy, and then you lay on it or sit on it or whatever. It's that simple. There's not a lot of requirements to set this up. It can be used anywhere since it is portable.
Tom, we got a caller on hold. We're at Kent in Missouri. Good morning, Kent.
Hey, John. Hi, Tom. I've been going to call in for 3 or 4 years. Our family has bought five or six of the energy cleaners for various reasons. Myself, I was slow to buy one originally because I didn't have any pain or issues. So I bought one for my brother, and he had some pain. He said it worked for him. He couldn't believe how well he slept. So then I bought one for myself and my parents. And then I bought a couple for my kids, but I'm 61, sleep like a baby every night, and just to maintain it, I buy everybody new batteries for Christmas. I want to thank you for offering that, and I was typical. I probably listened to you for 2 years before I finally decided to try it.
So you in the past were an energy cleaner procrastinator, Kent.
That is correct.
Okay. Well, you're certainly forgiven. That's expected. That's expected. You know, my friend Tim Spencer, he had the energy cleaner in his possession and a pad to go with it, and he still waited 2 weeks to get it set up. So don't feel like the Lone Ranger. The procrastination seems to be endemic among Americans for some reason.
Well, I with the toxins and everything that are out there, we know about them. We don't, but I go forward on faith just because of how well I sleep. There's got to be a reason why I sleep much, much better, and it could be because of cleaning up my cells.
Absolutely. Well, that's
exactly
a great testimony. Right. Yeah. Okay. Kent, we really appreciate your call. Your call is going to help a lot of people to get past their own energy cleaner procrastination, we hope.
Well, I procrastinated, like I said, for 4 years. Thank you, guys.
Okay. Thanks for the call, Kent. We really do appreciate it. The call number is 512-248-8252. Kent's story is more the norm than not, isn't it, Tom?
Oh, it really is. We've heard the same story from so many people. And like you said, he didn't really have any issues. But when when Kent got an energy cleaner for himself and set it up, he started sleeping a lot better. And he's healing, maybe down at the cellular level, various issues. They're going away. His body is healing itself. That may not even be apparent to him. and the problem's going away before it ever really gets started. So he's doing himself a great service by having that energy cleaner set up. Just the sleep alone is worth it.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, the energy cleaner is for sale at my website at thelibertyman.com. Just scroll down under products. You'll find the energy cleaner. You'll find the testimonials from people like Steve Whitman. Steve will be on with me tomorrow talking about our vacation we got set up in Maine. And, of course, the research and development that went into the creation of the energy cleaner. That's all right there. So you can make your purchase right there using PayPal, MasterCard, Visa, your energy cleaner, your mattress pad to go with it. And Tom's a manufacturer. I take care of fabricating the reconfiguring the mattress pads or high-quality heated mattress pads that I reconfigure to be compatible with the energy cleaner. And Tom, I just I did something yesterday. So when I go on road trips, I can more readily and hook up two energy small pads to the front seat of the car with a connector that allows me to connect two pads into one energy cleaner and have a nice solid connection with a duplex connecting mechanism. Very simple thing that I got the pieces from and put it together. And next road trip I take, I look forward to using that. Now, something I do that doesn't involve Tom, I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee. That's for me to you personally, ladies and gentlemen. Does not involve the manufacturer. And as I frequently say, something your healthcare professional is highly unlikely to do, isn't it, Tom?
Very much so. You go to a doctor's office and they'll say, well, let's try this. Here, take these pills for a while. Let's see how this works out. You come back in a month and they'll say, well, it's a little better, but we need to fine-tune this. They may up the dosage and then add another pill. Before you know it, you've got to get one of those organizers to keep track of your pills. You don't know if you've taken them or not. You're on eight different medications. The worst part is your body has to deal with the side effects and the cleaning up the debris left over from those medications. Your kidneys and liver are working overtime. And then, John, look at some of these pharmaceutical products. Look at the side effects. You see these TV commercials, and they warn you about suicidal thoughts and this and that. Holy cow, who wants to take that stuff? Well, many people have to take medications. They just can't avoid it. But in some cases, the energy cleaner will actually make those medications, those pharmaceutical products, work more efficiently because it flushes everything through the cells all the way down to the cellular level. It assists the cell to pull in those products and then expel the toxic material as it's used up. And the energy cleaner makes it more efficient. So in some cases, you have to work with your medical provider on this, but I know of several cases where it was the direct information was given to me. They were able to cut back on the dosage, which actually helped that patient quite a bit because now they had less to deal with, and they could maybe eliminate some of the medications, but they were able to cut back on the dosages, and that was a big plus in their lives.
Absolutely. And last but not least, a bonus that would come to gardening, your fruits and vegetables. Your fruits and vegetable plants will grow bigger and better and have a lot more production, won't they, sir, using energy cleaner signal?
Oh, they certainly will, and a lot of people are getting their seeds going and seedlings. They're getting those plants, those small plants started, and you use an energy cleaner to assist those plants. They will grow a lot quicker, and they'll produce more fruits and vegetables. You'd be amazed. You can do this in a garden, in a greenhouse. It doesn't matter. You just simply have to set up a method to distribute that energy cleaner signal to those plants. In a greenhouse, you could suspend chicken wire over the plants. You could do that in your garden as well. Use those plastic-type fence posts. You have to keep an eye on it, monitor the growth, because some of those plants will grow so fast they'll get tangled up in that chicken wire. So you need to raise the chicken wire grid as the plants grow. You want to stay as close as you can to the plants, but keep them out of the chicken wire. If they get in there, it's not going to harm anything, or the plants, or the chicken wire, but you'll be doing a lot of pruning and cleanup work. So got to keep an eye on that. If it's a hydroponic greenhouse, you can simply use some stainless steel welding wire. That's what we use, our copper wire. It's up to you, but we use stainless steel because there's no chance of corrosion or anything as they pump the nutrients through the beds that the plants grow in. And we stretch a single wire through those plant beds, and that media is damp all the time, and that carries a signal and distributes it to the various plants. Works quite well, and one energy cleaner can actually charge up quite a huge area. We've seen 500 to 1,000 square feet charged up by
really?
One machine.
That's amazing.
Yeah,
that is amazing.
Well, very well.
We have our last break here. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs at Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We shall defend our island, whatever the cost may be. We shall fight on the beaches. We shall fight on the landing grounds. We shall fight in the fields and in the streets. We shall fight in the hills. We shall never surrender. And if...
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Thursday, the 25th of March. You want to order an engine cleaner, a mattress pad to go with it? I have a toll-free hour line, 24 hours a day. Here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. The mattress pads come in all the normal bed sizes, twin size, full, queen, king, California king, the handy travel size. And As of tonight, Tom, I'm meeting you sometime this afternoon or tonight to get more energy cleaners, aren't I, sir?
Yeah, we'll talk about it. I'll call you after the show and we'll set up everything.
Okay, that sounds good. Back orders have been, people have been patiently waiting, and we'll get caught up and get these orders out. Well, of course, we'll take new orders and get them out the door as quickly as possible and help people get their lives back. Right, Tom?
Exactly what we're doing. And we work day and night getting it done.
Very gratifying work, to say the least. And I know I sit here reconfiguring mattress pads, and every time I set that priority mailbox down on the counter at the Little Country Post Office, Terrell, Missouri, I just think, here's another one for the good guys. Here's another family that's going to have the energy to help keep make America great again. And that's what it's all about, isn't it, Tom?
It really is, John, and we know we're helping people, and that's what makes it worthwhile.
It certainly does. So check out the energy cleaner at my website at thelibertyman.com. Don't procrastinate. Don't be like Kent, who procrastinated for a couple of years and then regretted it later. And that, we hear that story all the time about how people regret the years that were lost. Once those years are gone, they're gone. You can't get them back. Moving forward is wonderful, but you don't need to have regret over what you didn't do. That would be not a wise thing. So move forward, make your decision, place your order so we can get it in the mix and get it shipped as quickly as possible. Right, Tom?
That's exactly right, John. And like I said, we're going day and night getting these units made and shipped. So bear with us. We'll get that energy cleaner to you, and you can regain your health as well.
Absolutely. Well, Tommy will be with us tomorrow morning. We'll be talking about emergency survival communications, ham radio related topics, and getting that word out as well, won't we, sir?
We will, and plenty to talk about in that arena as well.
Yep, that's changing as well. Well, I don't want to be caught by the music. I want to thank you, Tom, for being with us. We look forward to having you back tomorrow morning.
I'll be ready to go, 7 a.m. Okay. Central Time.
That's right. Thank you, sir. Okay. Tomorrow we'll have Tom the first hour. We'll have Open Lines the second hour, and then Steve Whitman will be with us the third hour to talk about his newest book that he's about to publish and about his wonderful camp up there at Princeton, Maine. I'll be there August 15th to the 21st doing my show every day. People will be going fishing. They'll be going watching the whales, just enjoying the beautiful countryside, the great food at the lodge. It'll be a lot of fun. And if you want to participate, just check that out at my website at thelibertyman.com. You'll see the thing that with all the details right there. That's it for the day. Get your medical supplies, your energy cleaner, your essential oils now while you can, your firearms ammunition. Never, ever give up your guns. Please do a fun, safe, productive day, and God bless America.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.